Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I feel like it was fine yesterday when we were doing a workout. Nobody was here, but then seeing all the guys that a lot of the coaches are here that I came up to the system with, they're now in the big leagues, and then all the guys that I spent my last few years with here, it's a trip. But I'm thankful for my experience that I had while being in the organization. I love Milwaukee, and just thankful.
It seems like a really unique place to play because it's such a small market, yet the Brewers figure out ways to win. Is there anything that you noticed coming up that kind of creates this culture of winning in Milwaukee, despite the fact that it's not necessarily a major market?
I think they do a good job of just getting the right guys over there, character-wise. And also, when you're over there, you know that you're most likely going to be the underdog because you're, like you said, it is a small market. You don't really have many guys on the team that are getting paid too much. So you just play more free and play with a chip on your shoulder.
All right, now let's pivot to this series. And it has been a wild 48 hours for you guys. Take us back to the other day in Atlanta. How did you prepare mentally going into that day with the understanding that there was so much in flux and then leading into this series?
Yeah, it's definitely been a different experience. Kind of felt like the Twilight Zone. We're ready to go play, and then next thing you know, two games are banged. But I think we've done a good job all season of battling through adversity. So we'll just look to do our thing and sneak out of here with a series win. And then if we got to go do it in Atlanta, we'll go do our best there too.
Is it strange? I mean, not to get completely ahead, but to think that you could go back down to Atlanta only to come back here to Milwaukee potentially. Have you wrapped your head around that concept, or is it too difficult to do that just knowing that there's so many variables in play?
Yeah, I know it's an option, but personally, I just try to stay in the moment. So I'm just trying to take it one game at a time here, win today, and see what happens from there.
Hey, five games left in this season. How do you approach that compared to 162, when a marathon all of a sudden becomes a sprint basically in the blink of an eye?
Yeah, thank you. For me, I just try to approach it the same all season. I know that September is the time when it's the end of the season and it comes down to the playoffs, but I think every game that we've played has been important. I'm trying to go into it winning them all from March 28th, whenever the season started, to now. So there's not much of a difference for me personally. I'm going out there and doing my best and trying to win each game. So I just treat it like that.
I've been asking guys if they have specific moments where things shifted. The narrative, of course, goes back to the beginning of June. You guys all got together and had that team meeting. But for you, was there any individual moment that you can pinpoint where you're like, okay, things are starting to click in the right direction?
For the team-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think around that meeting, I think since the beginning of spring training, we've been is exactly where we needed to be, you know, physically wise and mentally. But that meeting at that time was perfect timing for us. We all knew that we're all here for the same goal. We love playing baseball, so to have a meeting about enjoying it together pretty much, and going out there and doing our best and competing and being free and having fun, it was a great reminder for us, and hopefully we remember that going into these final games, and good things happen.
Thanks, Tyrone. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.